three individuals appointed by the D.C. mayor and not directly accountable to voters could stand in the way of the city meeting its climate goals, or they could push the district to cut carbon emissions more quickly. WAMU environment reporter Jacob Fenston has been covering the battle over who sits on the D.C. Public Service Commission and joins me now to explain. Hi there, Jacob.
Hi, Jonathan.
So these are the people who regulate utility companies and set electricity rates and such. The connection was probably pretty clear to listeners, but let's spell it out. What exactly does it have to do with climate change?
Right. So in terms of local climate action, I'd say the three-member D.C. Public Service Commission is the most important government body you've probably never heard of. When it was created in 1913, the purview included things like setting streetcar fares and telegraph rates. Fast forward to 2022, though, and a lot of people say the Public Service Commission needs to play a major role in the district's transition to clean energy. It's not just about setting fare rates for electricity and natural gas anymore, but making sure the utilities are getting off of fossil fuels like they're supposed to under DC's pretty aggressive climate laws.
All right, so I understand a nominee to the commission was actually recently held up due to concerns about climate policy. What happened?
Yeah, it was a sort of dramatic moment in what's usually a pretty straightforward bureaucratic process. So the mayor appoints the commissioners, and then the DC council gets to confirm them. Usually that plays out without a lot of hiccups. But last fall, the DC council passed a law saying that the next nominee had to have expertise in clean energy and grid modernization. Here's Councilmember Charles Allen explaining how over the years he'd met with interested candidates who did have such expertise, but they'd been passed over by the mayor.
For whatever reason, these very qualified people weren't receiving nominations to the seats that would directly benefit district residents tremendously, as well as meet our dire climate action needs. So a majority of the council decided that the mayor needed more direction when filling an empty seat.
So last week, a D.C. council committee was about to vote on the latest nominee to the commission when it suddenly became clear there weren't enough votes. Allen and Councilmember Mary Che said the nominee didn't have the required clean energy experience. Now, this week, that nomination got back on track. But Che and Allen say the next nominee, there's still one vacant seat, that person does have to have clean energy and grid modernization experience.
Okay, so in terms of the fight against climate change, do we have concrete examples of decisions that will be facing the Public Service Commission?
Yes, so there are two big areas of concern for environmentalists and lawmakers. One is with Pepco. There have been several complaints filed with the Public Service Commission recently alleging the utility is in various ways undermining the development of solar energy in the district. According to the filings, Pepco is causing unnecessary delays in interconnecting new solar systems, charging exorbitant fees for some homeowners who want to go solar, and then just mishandling community solar projects. The commission has the power to investigate those allegations and require the utility to change its procedures. And then with Washington Gas, you know, their product, natural gas, is a planet-warming fossil fuel. So the big question is, how much should ratepayers still have to invest in fossil fuel infrastructure, you know, new gas pipes, when it could be obsolete within a few decades if the city really does embrace clean energy? Both Washington Gas and Pepco have submitted climate business plans that are currently under consideration by the Public Service Commission.
All right. Bottom line, if you care about climate change, you got to pay attention to D.C.'s Public Service Commission. That is WAMU's environment reporter Jacob Fenston filling us in. Jacob, thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.